This will be Aeneid, Book 1, lines 34 to 45. So we just finished the introduction, just got through with, it was of such great difficulty to found the Roman people. And now we're getting into a little bit of the action. Now we're still a couple lines away, about 40 lines away from actually seeing Aeneas himself. But at least we get some action now. All right, so start with weeks e conspectus, scarcely, hardly out of sight. Siculi telluris of the Sicilian shore, of the Sicilian coast. Lighti dabat vela, the happy men were giving the sails. All right, and so who are the Lighti? This would be the Trojans, of course, the happy men. In altum, into the deep. Et spuma salas ruebant, and they were rushing the foam of the salt, irae, with bronze. All right, so the spuma salis, they are the foam of the salt, but of course be the foam of the ocean, the salt water. So that's in a metonymy there. Irae is bronze, which the front of their boat would have been kind of coated with it. So that prow. So again, metonymy here. So this is what they were doing. Cum iuno, wind juno. Aeternum vulnus servans, maintaining the eternal wound. Su pectore, under her chest. Again, in her heart. Haec secum. So this is what's introducing her soliloquy here. And so you would assume a verb of speech here. She said these things to herself. Mene victam desistere. All right, so this is an accusative of exclamation with an infinitive. So it's basically, must I desist, beaten? Incepto. Now, I've seen this translated several different ways. From the beginning, in the beginning. Your book identifies this as an ablative of separation, so from the beginning. Nec posse avertere, and not be able to turn away the regem tucorum, the king of the Trojans. All right, so talking about Aeneas here, the leader of the Trojans. Italia, so turn him away from where? From Italy. Quippi vetor fatis, naturally I'm forbidden by the fates. All right, so she's getting a little sassy here, a little salty. Of course I'm forbidden by the fates. Palasne potuit exuere. Wasn't Pallas able to burn classim argivum, the fleet of the Greeks? Atque ipso submergere, and drown, submerge themselves. I think the book tells you the masters, because of course the Greeks were the masters of the sea. That's what they were. You know, they were really good sailors. So drown them, Ponto, in the sea. Ob noxam unius, because of the crime of one man. Et furius, and the madness. Ajacis Oilii, of Ajax, son of Oileus. So this is a patronymic here, and your sense unit says, see the note about Ajax. We'll talk about him in class. He did bad, bad thing. So because of the crime and the madness of one man, Ajax, son of Oileus. Ipsa, she herself, the very goddess. Iaculata, all right, this is a deponent, having thrown, the rapidum ignem Jovis, the rapid fire of Jove. Okay, so what's the rapid fire of Jove? The lightning bolts, the thunderbolts, which she alone, out of all of his family, allowed to use those. So he trusted her that much. All right, so she herself, having hurled the fast fire of Jupiter, Enubibus, from the clouds. Disjecit quae ratis, evertit quae aquora. So notice the quae. So she both scattered the boats and turned over the seas. Ventus, with the winds. All right, so she brought up quite a storm herself. Curipuit illum turbine. She snatched that man with a whirlwind. So like she reached down and yanked him up with a tornado almost. And it describes him as expirantim flammas, breathing out flames. Pectore transfixo. Now I've seen this translated again as an ablative of separation, breathing out flames from his pierced chest, or as an ablative absolute with his chest pierced. Either way, when she threw that lightning, she hit him, tore a hole straight through his chest, and so he is breathing out flames as she reaches down with the wind and snatches him up. And then what does she do with him? Scopuloque and fix it acuto, and she impaled him on a sharp rock. So Athena wasn't playing around here. She was mad about Ajax. But again, we'll talk about what he did in class because he kind of deserved it. All right, so going back, retranslating. Scarcely at a sight of the Sicilian shore, the happy men were giving their sails into the deep and were rushing the foam of the salt with bronze. When Juno, maintaining the eternal wound in her heart, said these things to herself, "Must I desist beaten in the beginning and not be able to turn away the king of the Trojans from Italy? Of course I'm forbidden by the fates. Wasn't Pallas able to burn the fleet of the Greeks and drown them in the sea because of the crime and madness of one man, Ajax, son of Oileus? She herself, having thrown the rapid fire of Jupiter from the clouds, both scattered the ships and turned over the seas with the winds. She snatched that man with a whirlwind, breathing out flames from his pierced chest, and impaled him on a rock." So this is what Juno is saying. Hey, why do I not get to fight? Athena gets to do this? And obviously approved by Jupiter because Jupiter let her use the thunderbolts, but yet I can't do anything about my problem.